You are Hank Hill. Once a husband, father, and propane salesman, but now you are all alone. It is the post-apocalypse, and you are the last living man in Arlen, Texas. You have heard rumors of a cult who worships propane tanks. They are called the Propaniacs. You cannot let something as pure as propane be violated by such savages. You decide to have one final mission. You are going to rescue your one true love, propane. The first thing you need to do is get some supplies from your old house. There are still plenty of food rations, water bottles, and other useful items there. The only problem? A morbidly obese creature once known as Bill, one of your oldest friends, now resides in your house, feasting upon the remains of your family. He has been slowly eating away at your home for years until it was nothing more than a pile of ash. Now, he's ready to move on to his next meal. You. Of course, this creature isn't fit for combat. It moves slowly. It has an enormous amount of fat, blood, and other bodily fluids leaking from its body. You stand in front of your once proud home and yell,
Bill, I'm gonna kick your ass.
The beast lets out a laugh and answers back,
Sorry, Hank. You'll have to get in line for that.
You draw your pistol and fire at the creature. You say,
Dang it, Bill!
Your bullet whizzes past his ear, but Bill is unfazed. He lets out a laugh and replies,
Nice try, Hank.
You realize that this creature is beyond help. You say,
Bill, this is for Peggy. This is for Bobby. But most importantly, this is for Lady Bird.
You draw your shotgun and fire. The blast of your shotgun is deafening. The explosion lights up the night sky, burning your eyes if you're lucky enough to still have them. You say,
Bull!
Bill is hit directly in the chest, knocking him into the air. The creature's body begins to bleed from every orifice as he begins to scream in pain. You say,
Goodbye, Bill.
See you in hell.
As Bill's scream become more high-pitched, he begins to sound more like a dying rabbit than a dying man. Soon, his screams are replaced by silence. The deed is done. Bill has been killed. You go inside and begin gathering your supplies. As you're rummaging through old boxes, you stumble upon something that stops you in your tracks. A fruit pie wrapper. You remember how much Bobby loved fruit pies. You can hear his voice in your head as he says,
Hey, Dad, can we have fruit pie for dinner tonight?
The pain of losing your son is as strong as ever. The tears start to well up in your eyes. You say,
Oh, Bobby.
You pick up the pie wrapper, bring it to your nose, and take in a deep breath. The sweet scent of the pie fills your nostrils. You can't stay here anymore. The memories are too painful. You decide to hit the road and save those poor propane tanks. You say,
I'm coming for you,
sweet lady propane.
The end.